There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
That's right. It's a beautiful day. Grant's out there enjoying sunshine, partly cloudy skies. I'm in here with Lori and Julia. My name is Rocco. Sometimes they call me DJ Rock Lobster, but whatever. I'm just Rocco.
I always said clock, 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 but I heard Donna say clomp, clomp,
clomp. Yeah, clomp, clomp.
And,
clomp
I say chomp, chomp,
chomp. That's fine. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We've got different versions right. of it. Well, thanks for hanging out with us, Rocco. We appreciate it. Filling in on the last minute is, we start Mondays with the weekend claim to fame. Rocco, we'll let you go first since you're a guest star today.
I had a super fun weekend. I decided my wife should go visit her 93-year-old mom in the Milwaukee area. So we went there for the weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah. She's a big sports fan. So we went to the Brewers game.
And totally fun.
Super, yeah, and it was really weird. On the drive there, my wife got a text from my stepsister that she was in Milwaukee. And she's like, what? You're in Milwaukee? So it turned out my dad was in Milwaukee.
Oh.
So I saw Bruno and I hung out with my dad on Saturday and went to the lake and threw the ball around.
Was the weather nice?
Right? Yeah. It was all right. Okay, it was, a little cloudy, not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was a nice weekend in Cream City, Beer City, whatever you want to call it.
Is that what they call Milwaukee?
I think they call it Cream City because of the brick. They got this brick that's like Cream City brick.
Yeah.
And then it's Beer City.
And butter.
So, it's America's Dairyland over there.
That's right.
So that was fun.
Jules?
One of our friends turned a certain number, and so we celebrated and had a little pickleball afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Sexty as ever,
and had a nice little gathering, and then, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
The boys yesterday was super fun, and, it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
It was beautiful out yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it finally got
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, today is the day. Today's the day you want to play hooky. I guess my weekend claim to fame is I got off my lazy planting butt, and instead of pretending like a Marie Antoinette with a Bellagio budget for flowers, I made
pots. Oh, you actually made pots.
I actually made pots. I went to the greenhouse. Casey got me 50 pounds of dirt.
Wow.
I ran out of it.
Wow.
And because I was just like, I do enjoy creating my own pot.
So do I.
But the last few years, I've been kind of
relying on
Lazy Lori.
Relying on the pot people.
Yes. And you do pay a premium.
Yes, you do.
For that. So I made your mom a really pretty.
Nice. That's why she likes you better than me. Lori, by the way, is wearing earrings today that she got from my mom. And I'm like, oh.
Nice. You know what? See, your mom appreciates me as a bonus mom. Mm-hmm. She has always told me, when you came into Casey's life, a lot of women would have walked the other way because the kids were 11 and 13.
Oh, I love it.
I always tell her, I thought about it.
Right.
Yeah, believe me.
I love it.
Casey had to sell me her. But anyway, so she's always sweet like that.
Mm, she's very sweet.
That way. But yeah, I made pots. I guess I quit being so garden lazy.
Not that
I don't have more pots to buy. I have to go. I like Lemley's greenhouse for my big pergola baskets, which I couldn't ever make those pots.
They're too big.
They're too big. So, I got creative with my flowers.
That's so nice.
I know.
I did tell you something. So my boys bought me, what is that lily that we love that smells so much?
A lily.
But the one with the pink and the inside.
Yes, yes.
In a pot.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. I love the smell of those. And so they came over yesterday and they got me, they know that I'm fond of my Loj hot pink fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
So they got me a Lulu one. It's so funny.
Nice.
Because they're stretching it out. Mom, they just don't wear it around their waist. They wear it like a saddlebag kind of thing. And it was trying to show me. It was very funny. It was fun.
Yeah.
Those Dane Glories, they're cute.
Yeah. Well, that's nice because, you know, you're never, when you get 20-somethings, everything's, all bets are off, you know? Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Right? But they're a darling. But I am such a lazy pot person because of the cabin. And I just am sick of asking neighbors to water my plants and do everything. So I've taken a liking to silk flowers. Lit silk flowers. So I'm so happy when my kids brought me something. I thought I could try not to kill that because I could bring it in the house on the weekends.
Rocco, you know? do you guys like pots or flowers or hanging baskets? Yeah.
My wife definitely. I'm the guy that like tidies up the weeds and keeps the grass, you know, growing. And she's definitely the flowers and plants. And we like doing that. It's fun.
Oh my God. Casey had at least 3 conversations with neighbors this weekend that I overheard that had to do with grass and snow and soil and the havoc and the seed. And apparently everyone's lawns are all fecocked because of the freezing, unfreezing. There's all these patches of dead grass in your yard.
Yes.
I've seen that.
And that's from the winter that we had.
Yes.
The freezing then. So, like, anyway, Casey, I was just like, oh my God, how many more grass seed conversations?
Isn't it? And, it tends to be the same one.
Same exact.
I'm just hearing this. Yeah. I'm shutting the windows now.
I know it.
I know this.
The key is you got to water. That's all
Big
I know.
Big time.
I saw Casey out there watering in a winter coat and shorts. And I thought, well, that's a look.
That is a look. It was cold. I mean, Saturday it got really cold. It was kind of wild cold. But so anyway.
Well, my dad did do something kind of cool this weekend. You know, it was 50 years ago on Thursday that the fall of Saigon happened and the Vietnam War was finally over. And, you know, when the Vietnam War vets, when people came home, they were not welcome. It was a very different experience. So my dad signed up about 4 years ago. Sun Country does these honor flights where they take veterans out to World War II or out to Washington, D.C. and go visit
the World War II Memorial. And the Korean memorials. They are all there. It's amazing to see.
And so he got accepted this year.
Really?
And I went with him to his meeting when I was up there a couple of weeks ago. And it was 70. It's the first time they've done them since 2019, these honor flights. Mm-hmm. There were 70 Vietnam veterans, 15 Korean War vets, and 1 World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring like...
Did your dad go on?
My dad went.
Oh my gosh.
They left at like 5 in the morning from the Duluth airport and they were gone and they went to all of the memorials.
Did they come back the next day?
No, they came back that night. They came back there. There was the police were there. They did the fire brigade with the water. You know, when the plane landed, they had a big band.
Wow.
And all the families, and then they asked families to write letters. They do mail call, which, you know, if you're civilian, but you know, like that's like
we are civilian. Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But I mean, mail call, like when you're like overseas or you know living on base away from, you know, it's everything to get mail from home.
Okay,
so they asked people to write letters. Yeah, okay. And they did mail call on the plane. And
oh, cute.
So you know, it was a pretty
cool
thing. And so they've been having things. They've had lots of things going on in Washington, D.C. for this week. So that I know was.
I remember when I was in D.C. during, it was over Memorial Day weekend, and they were having the World War II vets come. And we were all in Reagan Airport, and all of a sudden we all stopped and saluted these very old gentlemen who came through, and it was just,
they were probably,
it was just
kind of
so moving.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. So
very cool.
Anyway. Okay. Listen, we come back. We have 2 stories we can't get enough of.
All right, everybody. Hammernix Flooring Solutions. You know how much we love them. They're family owned and operated over 77 years. Lynn and Ted are leaders and have been in the business for decades to serve the Twin Cities and beyond. And if you're looking for residential or commercial design, they've got a staff and
They can help you both ways.
Right. On the residential side, Jody, Chara, and Heather, and Leah, they would love to hear from you. If you're looking to update your bedroom, your living room, your basement, your hallway, your staircases, they can get it done. And on the commercial side, Julie, Nancy, and Heather will assist you in your businesses, your schools, your places of worship, senior living facilities, healthcare facilities, and more. Just check them out. Plus, we always love that Hammernix offers you the best pricing and the most selection.
That's right.
With an upfront 12% discount on all in-stock flooring.
They're not making you wait.
Nope.
Visit Hammernix at their two flooring superstores or hammernix.com. Martha's gone and done it again, broken the internet. She did it 3 years ago when she was lounging.
Miss Martha Stewart.
Remember, you guys, that pool selfie she did? She was posed like in her pool and had her head tipped back. I don't know what she can't do. And this morning,
she was beautiful
on the Today Show and revealed. We've posted the photo. At the age of 81, Martha Stewart, lifestyle guru, is the oldest ever cover star for Sports Illustrated magazine. And they revealed the photo. She's got this bouncy blowout, a white plunging one piece.
Looks amazing.
Like with a shirt kind of a thing, mm-hmm. and very dewy looking makeup. And I mean, I'd be like, I was like, damn, Martha. Did you look at Rocco?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
She's kind of got an Angie Dickinson kind of thing going on.
She does.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like it,
yeah.
Yes.
She does.
And, she told Savannah and Hoda, she said, I'm proud of my age. I'm proud of how I look. I get tired of all this, you know,
ageism
that's out there. And I just thought when they told me I was, and Padma Lakshki is also a Sports Illustrated mm-hmm. cover. And she said she just panicked because they called and asked in November and it was right after she'd film it.
Top Chef. And she talked about eating like 12,000 calories a day.
Yeah. And Martha just said, you know, she quit drinking and quit eating bread. You know, she said, I had 2 months to get ready and I knew that they would be doing, you know, photo
shopping,
and stuff like that.
I know they'd be kind.
Yeah. Anyway, went to the Dominican Republic and another one. She's in a red Norma Kamali one piece. I always think people should have at least one piece in a bright, sexy color.
You always say that.
I do.
I looked for one this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
In case you go somewhere and you just need to pull on a pretty skirt over your bathing suit. You know, Rocco, this is what I'm always thinking of.
Okay.
And the plunging neckline being the key, which Martha is sporting a plunging neckline.
She really looks great. One of the things about this I was thinking is, I mean, she has done everything. Kind of like Dolly is having her everything now with everything. She's the author of 99 books. Martha Stewart is.
Oh my gosh.
She has 3 programs on the Roku Network. If you subscribe, Martha's Garden, Martha Cooks, Martha Holidays. She's got a Martha podcast. She's got a restaurant now.
Yeah.
And she does all the Snoop Dogg stuff. I really feel like she feels like a person to me who'd be really fun to have in your life because she feels open to anything.
Yeah.
And non-judgmental. And yet, you know,
and has been to prison.
It has been to prison. She's Martha Stewart, prison convict. I believe you were her 1 year for
Halloween. Martha Stewart, prison convict.
I remember, Lori.
That was a fun costume.
We always had to name yours.
Yeah.
Because Lori would come in with, like, I don't know what this is, but I've got, it's something. Oh, yeah, I know, Martha Stewart, prison convict. And I'm like, where does that even come from?
Because she was in prison.
I know she was. But you didn't even have the same color hair. You had a red wig on. You looked nothing like her, but you had an acute apron, and you're like, I know, I'm Martha Stewart.
And I had a whisk and a vibrator and some Martha Stewart subscription magazine cards.
It was so stupid. And I think that was the same year. I couldn't name my outfit. I just was pink.
Pink.
That was just pink. Not the singer or anything, but silly. Silly. But I mean, Jane Fonda, I watched her on Kelly Clarkson's show, the book club Next Chapter. People were on last Friday, but just watched it this morning. And she's 80 what?
She's 85.
I mean,
Candace Bergen, all of those ladies just look fantastic.
Unbelievable. And I was reading a little bit about
and feel good. The one thing that probably I wished I'd known when I...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
I was younger, like, and I'm talking about, like, fretting about turning 40. I wish that someone had told me. It wasn't until I turned 50 that my Aunt Claudia informed me that the bleep, she said, you just get happier and happier mm-hmm. every year you get older. Mm-hmm. Every year you get older, you get happier and happier. You're probably your hardest years are your 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Different things matter,
yep. But it's a time of great change. You're figuring stuff out. It's yeah. a higher stressful thing. Once you hit 50 and everyone says, oh, it's all downhill from there. But really, it's uphill. And I think they must try and keep it a secret because people don't ever talk about it.
How right.
much happier you get.
If you have your health.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's a big one.
You know, if you have some money, I mean, yes. you don't have to put all these caveats on it. But for the most part, people get happier and happier the older they get.
Mm-hmm. You know? How about Megan Fox in here? Rocco, did you look?
Yeah, I looked at all of them. Kim Petras.
Yes, Kim Petras, Brooks Nader. I had to look up who she was.
Oh, in the Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. So there's four different covers. Martha did say, you know, it should have happened 30 years ago. It would have been great.
But still, 81.
I mean, who does that? Yeah. That's amazing.
It is kind of amazing.
She's in 10 total looks in the magazine. And this might be the one. SI, Sports Illustrated, still comes out in a magazine,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
It?
Okay.
Grant. It does.
I said Grant, but I
it does.
For, okay,
for
good
at least
to know.
For
just maybe this, for this?
This issue and maybe some other
okay, gotcha.
Ones. You know,
yeah.
Maybe.
Because everything with sports is so.
Because Rolling Stone magazine comes out, like, I don't know if it's every 2 months. I think the issues mm-hmm. are bi-monthly.
That
would always confuse me in the magazine publishing
biannual,
world.
Bi-monthly, right. bi-weekly,
yeah.
weekly. Yeah.
But so, anyway. So, you know.
Speaking of age.
Age, yeah, Madonna.
I'm giving you the transition.
Yeah, Madonna.
I knew you were going to talk about her.
Well, Madonna showed herself rehearsing with Maluma, there were rumors about her because Maluma is Madonna's type, okay? If Madonna were to have a type, it is South American, Latin, dancer.
Yes.
Positively sexy. You know, like
right.
Guy Ritchie was out of left field for her.
He was. And he was.
She's always liked her music, dancer guys. So Maluma, when they did Medellin, remember, I feel like they performed at a.
Madame X. He was part of that tour.
Yes. But
yes.
they also were like on a Billboard Music Awards or something. Anyway. They're rehearsing together. I don't know if Maluma's going to open for Madonna when she does her South American part, but they have been friends since she introduced herself to him at the MTV VMAs in 2018. And the quote is, because in the video for Medellin, she licks his big toe. Oh. And humps him and gets, you know, so there were always these stories from that.
This is like 2020.
2020, that's
yeah.
correct,
mm-hmm.
Julia. So anyway, they.
I don't believe that there's anything going on with these two.
You
I'm
don't?
Just, no, 100% no.
Right.
I saw Maluma in the movie with J-Lo last year.
Yeah.
Marry Me, he was in that. There's none of this, no.
He flew to New York for the Met Gala.
I will say this.
He is her type.
Madonna is. Getting ready for a tour.
Yes, she is.
And that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for
her. Uh-huh. We are ready.
Lori and Julia here to talk divorce once again with Ann Tressler from Tressler Law. the topic of timing comes up. Is there a right time to get divorced? It's so sad anyway, but does this concern other couples?
People do ask me that question. Some people think, I'll wait till the kids are out of school and get their finals and it'll be summer. Or I get the opposite. They say, well, I want to get them back in school and they're in the routine. And so the timing tends to revolve around kids more often than not. And the reality is that for most people, it's simply a personal decision. The only time I say you need to move sooner rather than later is when you're concerned about physical safety of anyone in the family, or you're concerned the other side may be depleting money.
If timing is something that people are worried about, will you be able to address that in the free 1 hour consultation?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, during the consultation, when you're getting more facts about each specific case, that's when you can decide whether or not the timing really is a priority in that particular matter.
For your free 1 hour divorce consultation, call Tressler Family Law. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Well, Julia, Casey, and I caught up with you on Citadel over at Amazon, Priyanka Chopra and Richard Madden. Love it, love it, okay. Love it.
Have you watched this, Rocco?
I have not watched Citadel, no. Good?
It's so good.
It's the Russo brothers. They did it. They filmed this all in 2020 in COVID.
In London.
Richard Madden from The Bodyguard.
On Netflix.
Is in it. And yep. Priyanka Chopra. And it's sort of a CIA espionage,
alternative MI6, special effects,
like crazy,
fun chemistry, fast paced. Stanley Tucci's in it. I'm so glad.
It's so good.
And it got panned by the critics. You know, they gave it like a 40, but the audience is like 89. It's really fun, Rocco.
And I love traveling on a show. Oh. It reminds me of Jack Ryan in that way. We're going to Vienna. We're going to Paris. We're going to London.
The train scene in the very first episode, but how beautiful trains are in Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are like...
Oh, they're on Lake Como in Italy.
Yes, I know. Yes. It's beautiful. So that was really fun. So I'm glad you liked it.
Like that show, was very disappointed. I hadn't watched it since it debuted in February, but I had put it on the DVR, Milo Ventimiglia's show.
Oh, yes.
Called The Company You Keep on ABC. And it's, I think it's very good. And I caught up and...
Did you watch all of them?
Well...
Because I still have like seven to watch.
I think I have one left. But okay. It got canceled.
I know.
It got canceled along with Big Sky and Alaska Daily, and they're trying to save the Winchesters. The CW fans are trying to get somebody to save that. I'm like, you should keep the company you keep was good.
And that's too bad that a streamer can't pick that up, because I would have liked to watch those back to back for some reason.
The Company You Keep.
Yeah,
it
that one
would
I would have.
Very bingeable.
I think it would have been better.
Because it's fast paced. It's kind of got the... You know, CIA, they're kind of, his family's like, they're very good.
They're robbers.
Family of grifters.
Yeah, they're robbers.
Robbers.
They set up cons.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So I think you're the only one out of all of us in this room, including Grant, Rocco, that watched The Bear.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't watch it?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
that was
Casey watched it.
Did he like it?
He did. He did like it. But I just had... I don't know why.
It's too much.
I tried to turn Donna and Steve onto it, and they were like, there's a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people said that worked in restaurants. Like, this is the most realistic thing I've ever seen. That's exactly what it's like to work in a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. I mean, it's so weird, but people love it.
But, I mean, there's so many good people in the company you keep.
We're back to that.
Yeah, William Fichtner, Polly Draper.
Maybe someone else will pick it up. It was good.
It was good.
It was good. Know. You know what's happening today? We'll get to the FX.
And then Big Sky.
Lori, I know.
I loved Big Sky, but I don't know how they could beat the Reba season.
I quit.
Oh, yeah.
I quit so long ago. I quit in season one, but I have to tell you what's happening right now in Duluth. Another movie is being filmed today and tomorrow at the Lake Superior Railroad Museum. Signs are out. It's closed Monday and Tuesday of this week. Last year, I know you guys didn't watch this, but I did.
Oh, the...
Mary Kiss Cam.
Yes.
Which was filmed in a bar, and it had the railroad theme in it. But this is going to be called Rescue Christmas. We have no idea who's in it. But it's again, a lot of people film in Duluth. Duluth gets stuff.
The scenery.
Yeah.
And then maybe they get a little something from the film board.
Right. So the historic steam locomotive William A. Crooks will be a mini Polar Express in this movie in a former art space adjacent to the museum, transformed into Santa's workshop. But I just kind of love
it. Hotel prices will never be cheaper than Monday and Tuesday night in Duluth.
It'd be a good road trip up there to go see if you can see anybody. Right. But I just kind of thought that was funny. Other TV, I finished Rabbit Hole.
Oh, and wasn't
Rocco, have you watched that?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, it's good, Rocco.
Rabbit Hole.
Rabbit Hole with Kiefer Sutherland, and all eight episodes have dropped.
Older now. Actor, the old dad is this older actor. We
Charles know. Dance, that actor, he played the king in Game of Thrones. He played Mountbatten in The Crown. He's a great actor, but that again is an espionage, CIA-ish, black hole ops type of thing. But that story is so twisty and so turny.
And so true-like.
Very good.
Rocco, do you like these kind of CIA things like we like?
Really.
Or you?
I don't really get into those.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, okay.
What? My friend was telling me The Diplomat on Netflix.
Oh,
is good.
Great! That's fantastic. Okay. Great. Right,
that's fantastic.
We like these kind of things. Lori likes.
I like them because we're traveling. I like the glamorous side of it. I love these kinds of stories where I don't like. Here's where I think I really enjoy them. No, it doesn't all have to make sense. I had this epiphany during Game of Thrones when I was trying to keep track.
Really was.
But just trying to keep, sometimes you just have to sit back and enjoy the spectacle.
And with
The Diplomat is very easy to follow, it's very smart TV. Yeah.
You'd like that. That one's different. That one isn't as much shoot 'em up, kill 'em like these other ones we've been talking about.
Well, Rabbit Hole is about like how the mining of data and all of that. It's kind of an interesting topic. That one is not so. I guess it is pretty.
It's shoot 'em up.
Citadel is one of the more violent shows I've ever watched.
But so,
yeah, but for sure you should watch The Night Agent and The Diplomat.
Okay,
on,
it down.
On Netflix. Those and are two. I think that your wife would like them if you're looking for a show to watch together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because sometimes you go your separate way. Like, I've gotten Casey to watch Kelly Clarkson. He likes to watch the Kellyoke.
Oh, yeah.
He might not stay for the guests, but he said to me this morning, he goes, "What's all this about Kelly Clarkson's TV show?" I saw something in the Washington Post. I said, she had like a really mean executive producer, and no one told her about
exactly.
It.
And she addressed it immediately when she heard about it and is going to do. She said, "This is so unacceptable. I've been in entertainment for 20 years. Had I known this, I
would have gotten rid of this person
immediately. We are all going to take leadership classes. This is not coming because they're moving their whole staff from LA to New York next year." Mm. And she's like, "Immediately, this is changing. I'm so sorry."
Like the executive producer made the decision for the show that the 2 week Christmas hiatus that no one would get paid.
Oh, who does that?
Yeah, that no one would get paid unless you used vacation time. Well, it is kind of a thing in the media world where they don't track ratings, you know, and so they force people to take that week off, but then you got to use vacation time. So it kind of seems, anyway, she didn't know about that. She didn't know because her husband was like,
he was the executive producer
and worked with the. So anyway, I'm glad Kelly said she's even going to take the
classes.
The classes, the team leadership, and I don't know if they got rid of the.
I don't think that I read that she got rid of her EVP. I think she would. I heard
they need
is
to get rid of.
They're all going to work on this.
No.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, my advice, Kelly, is just to. Jason told the story about Oprah had to do that with an EVP.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Break up.
Just dump her because it just wasn't fitting and the whole rest of the staff was just completely demoralized.
Yep.
It can happen.
It can happen. Who did I just read today is going down? 3M. Big executive there.
For being a bully or being mean or
maybe
rude.
Some inappropriate relationship. I think it's the cover of the newspapers right now.
All right.
Happens everywhere, people.
It does. And Taylor Swift, I thought Brittany and all the Taylor Swift fans would just be happy about this news instead of it being Matt Healy from the 1975 sitting with Taylor's dad in Philadelphia. It was Taylor Swift telling a security guard to stop harassing a woman who was just dancing and taking pictures of Taylor in the pit.
And having fun. Yeah. I love that.
So I like that Taylor got on that because I don't know, you know, her fans are not for this guy.
Yeah, but she found a different way to find a way to win their hearts.
Yes.
Divert the attention to
something completely different. Yeah. Do you know anything about Maddie Leiva, the 1975 Rocco?
I've tried to get into the 1975 a little bit.
They're boring.
Quite tripped my trigger, but there's something there.
There is something there.
About him? These two are for sure.
I mean, their music's kind of interesting, it doesn't really quite turn my crank, but whatever.
Yeah.
The 1975.
But you don't know anything about Matt Healy.
Not really.
No.
Did you see, so when you were in Milwaukee, and you mm-hmm. listened to the to take me out to the ball game. Did they do anything special in the seventh inning?
Oh, they did. I'm glad you asked. They also play Roll Out the Barrel.
Oh, do it! Yes. Oh, that's so Milwaukee. I love it. Okay, because every place kind of has a different fun song, so that's great.
Yeah. No, it's a beer town. They like to roll out the barrel.
I like Milwaukee.
I love a polka. I love to polka, and I haven't polka'd at a wedding in just way too long.
I can't even think of the last time they've played a polka at a wedding.
Well, if you go to a wedding in Wisconsin, they will play a polka.
I
mean,
I was a wedding DJ, I'd play polkas every now
would
and
you?
Then.
Would you?
There'd always be some grandma that would ask for one.
Yeah, just at the beginning of the night, just to get everybody's blood
the
up
aunties
and going.
And the grandmas. I know my
friend got married at the Polish American Club in Superior, and we had a band and
polka
music.
Oh, and an accordion and all that kind of stuff.
I DJ'd one friend, and they had an all polka dollar dance. It was pretty exciting.
Oh,
it lasted a long time. I was running out of polkas.
I didn't even know you were a wedding DJ. Were you Rock Lobster then?
No, I just did it for friends and family, but I did a lot.
You'd be so good at it.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it's a lot of work though.
It was, and eventually, I wasn't even really getting paid for it because I was just doing it
for free. Yeah, but, I mean, I remember my first wedding, 1987. I gave the DJ
a list
of 150 songs.
You still do that for other people's weddings. This hasn't stopped since 1987. Lori likes to be in charge of the music. Okay, yes, 150 songs.
150 okay, songs. Okay, because I wanted him to play like some stuff where, you know, because I did a radical thing. You know, I had a wedding and a sit-down dinner for like 75 people.
And then invited people afterwards.
For the dance.
That weren't invited to the party.
No, they weren't invited to the dinner or the wedding. And then, so I had a dance at the Blaisdell Manor.
That was radical.
It was.
Because people probably's feelings were like, I'm not good enough to come for dinner.
Everybody came to the reception because everybody wanted, they were like, oh, how fancy is this? We're just getting invited to a thing at 9 o'clock on a Friday night. People were happy. You know.
Did they still bring gifts? At 9 o'clock, a 9 o'clock invite?
Yes.
The dance only invite?
Yeah, with
dessert
wedding cake.
Only after everyone had been.
An open bar.
Okay.
Yeah, an open bar. Yeah. It was an open bar.
How low does the present go down depending on what course you're invited to?
Yeah. I remember my husband at this, we took all of our money to Hawaii because we went to Hawaii for 3 weeks. I mean, we had like $10,000. We took all the cash.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why, you know, in your 20s, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. You, too, can have
right,
a dance only.
That's right. All right, we'll be right back.
Okay, so if you are looking for some fabulous furniture, I did have some people over different this weekend that saw my matching couches that I got at Furniture Manor.
Yeah.
6 months apart.
Right.
But I just love them, and they just are so classy, and they're just lovely. You know, it's always fun to go to Furniture Manor because their furniture is really comfortable, reasonably priced furniture. Great deals sometimes in the odds and ends room, and also good, better, and best pricing. But they have designers there that can help you, too. If you don't kind of know what your look is or what pieces might go together with each other things or how do you tie in, you know, like David Lozinski used them and they did the cushions for his bench, you know,
yes.
Breakfast bar bench.
Right.
They can do full service things and designers can help you. And it's just so lovely to shop there and you will love their furniture. They're 2 miles north of 694 on County Road 81 in Osseo.
The hot tea is pouring from Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries. You're listening to it or you're trying to listen as Andy's
yelling at me.
Yelling and reading you a story.
It's fine because it's a day in a life of every day of Andy Cohen's life in the year 2022. And
this is how he wrote one of his other books.
Yes. And mm-hmm. it's so today, you know, Ben and I did this, his son, and I went to Watch What Happens Live. Johnny, John Mayer, his bestie, you know, did this, blah, blah. But there are some nuggets through the whole thing. When he's reading it, he tells you at the very beginning of his Audible is that basically, you know, I don't really like doing this. I'm sitting in a room all by myself. I've already written this. I've already wrote it. I've already lived it. And now I guess I'm reading it to you. And I'm thinking, huh, we were with William Kent Kruger a couple of weeks ago, and he told us he tried to apply to do his Audible, and they wouldn't let him. And he's got a beautiful voice.
Right.
And Andy Cohen just yells at you.
It's because it's a memoir.
Yeah.
So the thinking is you want to hear it from that person. But I think Andy...
This is a book to read instead of listen to. I'm just going to tell people because I can't...
He does not have a soothing voice.
He doesn't.
I like reading his gossipy.
Yeah.
I like knowing all the behind the scenes. And Andy...
I like knowing it, but I have to listen to him yell at me.
He doesn't gloss over any of the tea. And so one of the things that we learn from the book that I haven't read yet, but he has been making the rounds, is that when they taped the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion, which was like maybe
October 12th.
Okay.
October 12th. When it aired. So they probably taped it 2 weeks before that.
Yeah. He said that, and I remember Lisa Rinna was very, you know, indignant and very on edge. And she said, well, put me on pause, Andy, put me on pause. Like maybe that was the first of the three. And you and I talked about this, the weird negotiating contract, because I feel like her contract is up. And anyway, she texted immediately that night after the reunion and said, I'm out. And then a few hours later, it was like, actually, no, I'm not. And then it was like, well, yeah, you are. You're going to be on pause.
Yeah.
We're not going to renew your contract.
And what happened in that?
Because she tried to make it seem like she quit, but we knew that Bravo didn't.
Yeah. She really was upset after the Aspen night with Kathy Hilton and couldn't believe that there weren't cameras filming everything after hours, and there weren't. And she just stood on it and said, this is my line. It's here. It's happening. And kept forcing it and forcing it and forcing it. And then she was terrible on social media. And I remember her being on Watch What Happens Live afterwards with Andy Cohen sitting there. What can I say? I'm a horrible person. You know, what can I say?
She
what would she
booed
say?
Booed at BravoCon when she came out on stage. This is never a good look to get booed.
And of the two people, when he got his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Garcelle was there and Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
He considered these two women...
Yeah, no, she immediately regretted her rash decision because they were talking.
So when we asked management to put us on pause, it could be permanent.
That's right.
Don't give them the idea unless you really want to be paused.
That's right. And then...
The Wendy Williams story.
Yeah, the Wendy Williams story. Daddy Diaries is from the year I grew up. Apparently, she pitched herself to Andy personally.
She calls him all the time.
Yeah.
She calls him and texts him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I can't talk to you right now, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
if she'd called him a year earlier, he said he would have hired her for New York. But he said
she wanted to be a New York housewife. And she just had gone. There had been too much stuff.
She'd been to treatment.
Yeah. There had been too much stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't tell if she was slurring her words in some of the conversations. So he said, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And then Jen Shah showed up at BravoCon. And tried to, you know,
go on.
She
stage.
Showed up after the after parties and everything and wanted to go on stage. And
they said no.
No.
She had no right looking that good in that prison photo I saw of her.
She's got a hair and makeup team down there, I guess, in Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
Her uniform was pressed.
I know. She looked good.
Glamorous.
Maybe she works in laundry.
Yeah, maybe. She does. Okay, this is kind of disappointing. Well, okay, we have a trailer. Mike posted it on our Lori and Julia page, a full trailer for Roni, for Real Housewives of New York.
The new people, the new cast.
All the new people. And
I'm trying to watch Rocco's eyes not roll back. Yeah,
I
know.
I did click on it on Lori and Julia show links.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the only person that I even know who it is Jenna Lyons, who was with J.Crew. And she was like the CEO of J.Crew. Anyway, it looks like... It looks entertaining as heck. I'm certainly going to watch it. And then Andy was like teasing I've got this big, the Real Housewife, you know, the real Roni girls. I've got big news on them. Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a 1 week trip. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we're getting. Roni Legacy is going to Saline Beach in St. Bart's, and they will stay in the same home that the Housewives of New York City stayed in
years ago.
Season 5 years cast ago. Trip.
Yep.
And Peacock announced it today. Ramona Singer, Dorinda, Luann, Sonia, Kelly Ben Simone, and Christine Takeman.
Who's she?
She was the one. She had nail polish for one season. I'm very surprised she's back, but it's only one week. We don't know when it's going to air, but we'll see Luann and Sonia in Crappy Lake before we see the Real Housewives.
And that's
Ultimate
their
Girls
spinoff.
Trip. Yeah, their road trip.
Yes, their spinoff.
And apparently Jill Zarin is
she
the
messed
one,
everything up.
She messed everything up for all these ladies. Yep. They were talking about doing a whole season, and she wanted them to all go friends like in their negotiations. And anyway, she says no, they just didn't want to do the
show. And what you mean
show.
By that is you mean when the Friends crew negotiated, when they had got so much star power that they all negotiated and got the same salary.
Yeah.
Right. And Jill Zarin had no power and no position, was not in position at all to ask for that. She'd been on one reunion show.
Right.
So she really ruined it for other people.
So anyway, but now
St. Bart's is a lovely place to go to.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, St. Bart's.
We'll go there, but you know, Ramona is going to be joining that trip, and Dorinda was put on pause, but then she got to have an Ultimate Girls trip at Bluestone Manor, which was kind of an epic one.
How long do you think they took to film that? Probably only a week. So, but that was enjoyable.
It was.
So this St. Bart's thing could be.
I'm just saying that Roni Legacy, I thought, was coming back as a show.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't realize it was coming back as a.
I think originally it was going to be more Lori, but
was.
I think
Jill Zarin ruined it for everybody. Yeah. I bet they hate her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think you're right.
I don't know what other TV things I can tell you. I didn't really watch that much TV. I watched Air, I told you. That was fantastic.
Wasn't that
what
something?
A good movie? You got to see that, Rocco, if you haven't.
Yeah, my boy wants to see it. He likes the sports.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the story I didn't know I needed to know.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
And it's free now.
And the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
1984 had so much good music.
Oh, for sure.
Did you catch, the one thing to catch is at the very beginning when they're in the headquarters of Nike, and they've got a Twins box. And on the front of the Twins box, I think is like Mary Lou Retton.
Yes.
The Wheaties box. And on the back of it is the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So it's a mistake. So it's kind of a fun thing to catch.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime for free. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's really good and totally PG.
Yes, totally.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Okay. Feel good movie. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia.